The Academic and Bear Claws, Dermot and Dave with you on Today FM. The Academic are going to be in live with us on Thursday. They're about to head off on a massive, like, 25-day US tour. They've got a gig in Ireland as well. And you can go along and see them to tell you all about that when they come into us on Thursday. And, of course, they're going to be playing some live music, which always makes me very happy. Right, on Today FM, now it's time for this.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Right. Who can assemble IKEA furniture better, men or women? Women, says the text. They read the instructions. Maria, what do you think?
I think women. Because
The
last thing that I made was a really tall set of drawers. Didn't have a hammer, used a rolling pin. We're resourceful.
I like your improvisation skills.
Thanks.
Clara, what do you think, men or women?
Women.
You're all just feminists. No, it's men. So let this be, like, this is the definitive answer now, right? So there's no more fighting in the house.
Right.
Men have better spatial recognition or spatial cognition than women as a general rule, okay? So they can put together IKEA furniture quicker than women with or without the manual. However,
without the manual and all those little
Well,
screws.
That's the thing. Women's performance suffered greatly without the manual, but men showed no difference between having the manual and not having the manual because of their ability to do spatial cognition more effectively than women.
Okay, well, I am okay with men making all of the flat packs for me from now on then.
poor Dermot is sick. Maybe it's the lack of sleep. People who sleep less than 5 hours a night, I think that's mostly me, are more likely to get a cold than those who sleep 7 hours or more, regardless of weight or age. So your sleep has a direct impact on whether or not you'll get a cold.
Doesn't it have a direct impact on how much you weigh as well? If you don't have a good night, you said this in Dave's World before, if you don't have a good night's sleep, it could affect you as much as 2 pounds on the scales the next day.
Yeah, and also you are, let me get this right, you're lighter in the morning.
Yeah.
I think is what it
is. Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, but also sleep, long-term poor sleep or lack of sleep can lead to weight loss, and not just because I'm tired and I'm going to eat more food. It does slow your metabolism down. It changes the physical makeup of your body and the way it operates. So yeah, sleep is darned important. There's a Japanese keychain toy. Do you like bubble wrap? Like popping bubble wrap?
No. I think I get addicted to it, so it doesn't, I don't feel rewarded from it. I feel like, oh no, I've been sucked in.
Okay, and oh no, it's going to run out because there's only a finite amount of bubble wrap. Unless in our old job, we did have a 6.5 foot tall, 10 foot wide roll of bubble wrap, which is pretty amazing.
Which we wrapped Dave in and Dermot threw darts at his arse.
One of them went through. One of them went through. That's all I'm saying. There's a Japanese keychain, which is bubble wrap, but it's infinite. It pops, but it never pops into death.
I don't know if that would irritate me.
So you can just keep popping it forever. It's like the ultimate fidget cube.
Yeah.
No, I'd be totally into that.
No, and I think fidget cubes do the same to me. I'd be going, oh God, I popped you already. Why do you keep coming back?
The L in the word could was added intentionally sometime around the 15th or 16th century just so it would match the spellings of would and should. So before that, it didn't have an L. And then they went, oh, it looks weird, C-O-U-D, and then W-O-U-L-D and S-H-O-U-L. Let's just stick an L in it. Are you sure? Yeah, just do it. No one will notice.
I want to know who these people are.
There's people affecting language greatly around the 15 or 1600s. The US makes up only about 5% of the world's population, yet they consume 37% of the world's cocaine. Get your life together, Americans.
Yeah.
You need to be doing more healthy things than that. It's shocking behaviour altogether. Drop an email, dermotanddave@todayfm.com. Send a text 53102 and listen to Justin Timberlake and Can't Stop the Feeling on Today FM.